Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Get Real podcast. Today, we have Allie with us all the way from Wisconsin. Allie and her husband have a real estate team there. And Allie is here to talk to us today a little bit about what I think a lot of agents go through when they first start real estate, which is it is a little bit harder and more stressful, a little bit different than what they had envisioned. And what makes Allie a little bit different, though, is she did take a step back from real estate, but came back and found her way to, you know, selling 25 plus houses a year now and finding what works for her. So welcome, Allie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited to have you. Do you want to start a little bit in the beginning about, you know, how you got started in real estate? I know you joined a team and that probably added a little bit more pressure on as well.
Yeah. So I was a dance teacher and a personal trainer before I started real estate. So very different. I had never bought or sold a house. I had no idea about any of that. And I couldn't find a job when I was like, okay, I know that dance isn't going to sustain me as a single female, you know, supporting myself for the rest of my life. So it's time to expand. And I couldn't find a job and it was really heartbreaking. And then I had a friend that was like, hey, you'd be really good at real estate. You should be a buyer's agent for our team. And I was like, what's that? Sounds fun. So I joined his team. I had absolutely no idea what I was getting into, but it was a job. So I was like, okay. And I just fell flat on my face when I first started. On my team, there was like, I think I was telling you about this, Jess, when we chatted on the phone earlier, but we had to do like a lot of, I had to learn scripts and do a lot of like sales calls and really hound people. And there was like a lot of pressure in making sure I did all of that to like the standard of the team, which obviously did not fit my personality. So that was really hard. And I would come home. I just remember this one day, like coming home to my apartment and just like collapsing on the floor crying because I was like, I can't do this. And like, I can't get a job anywhere else. Like, this is just so miserable. And I just felt like I wasn't cut out for this. Like, it wasn't my personality to be a realtor. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I had done 3 transactions and literally, this is so embarrassing to admit, but like, I went through my first transaction and somehow like, I didn't know that there was like an inspection process. I hope that there's like some other person out there. Like, oh my gosh, I had no idea what I was doing when I went through my first transaction either. Like, it was just, I didn't know that that much stress could exist in a person.
And so you didn't know there was an inspection before you had a buyer or like after they had already bought the house?
Yeah, they bought the house. Oh. And I was like, oh, great. Like, I knew there was inspection, but I like didn't know how it worked.
Uh-huh.
And oh my goodness. Like, you couldn't pay me $1 million to go back to like my first few transactions where I was just like, these people think I know what they're doing and I don't. So I knew there was like an inspection, but I didn't know about like the negotiations about an inspection. And like, that's bad. And luckily, like, I had my team sort of, but like, that's not good. So anyways, that's a little bit about me and my first stint as a real estate agent. And so, I just felt like it was a really hard time because I was really excited about the career. And then, you know, like you said, finding out that it's not what I thought it was going to be. I think a lot of people think this, that it's just like, oh yes, I'm just going to show like fancy houses and like, I don't know, be on TV someday. I don't know what I was thinking. But it was very hard. So,
and, you know, I think that, you know, as real estate agents, we set up the expectations for other people that it's just so easy because we kind of glamorize the whole process.
Right.
We really only show like the good, the fun, the funny kind of stuff. We don't always show the kind of shit show that happens behind the scenes because we kind of feel like we're just going to take care of that and get it done. And no, the least people who know, it's better, you know?
Right. Exactly. Especially when you're, you know, trying to put your best face forward and like try to build your business, you can't really be like, oh my God, like, I don't know what I'm doing and this is terrible. And I come home crying every day and I can't do it. You know, there's a lot of pressure in that. So
yeah, I think we set the expectations to be completely different for, you know, other agents and stuff. They have no idea, you know, the verbal abuse, the all the things that real estate agents go through for sure. But you know, they all do think it's just fun and games of showing houses and, you know, selling sunset lifestyle.
I know. We're like, I'm part of the problem. Like, we're all part of the problem of setting that.
We are. We all are.
You know?
Yeah, we should start a whole TV series of the real real estate agents.
Right. So that other realtors know, like, you're not alone.
And not all real estate agents sell, you know, 10, 20, $30 million houses all the time.
Right.
That's not super common for most. So you ended up taking a step back from real estate. How long did you get out of real estate? Because you also were doing some admin work for real estate too. So
yeah, I took a step back and I was still in the real estate industry. I worked for a different company. And I was helping like onboard new agents. And I took that job and I was like, oh, yes, like a big girl job, you know, like a salary. Yeah. And I was excited. So I did real estate my first time for like 10 months. And then I did another job for like a year. Mm-hmm. The other like kind of admin and training new agents and stuff like that. And in that year, I was really blessed to go, like they paid me to go to all over the US and take all of these training classes. And I was like, oh, like, I just feel like there was kind of a gap, you know, when I first started. And then I, you know, it was part of my job to take all of these trainings so I could bring it back to our brokerage and whatever. And I finally learned like how to build a business and how to structure it so it's organized. And I just feel like I had a lot more tools after that year of kind of taking a step back from being in production and just soaking up as much information as possible. So,
yeah, and being in the role, you know, of, you know, and any sort of admin or assistant or an office personnel and stuff to sit back and see a bunch of other agents, you can kind of see like what works, what doesn't work. And
right.
Kind of find your way in between it all. So it was probably really helpful to oversee a lot of that and still be surrounded by real estate.
Yep. 100%. Yes, it was. I mean, and then that job didn't work out either because then I was like, well, I can't sit at a desk from 9 to 5. Like I just cannot do it.
Right. Right. Well, once you have that freedom beforehand, it's really hard to go back to, you know, set hours and the restraints of a girl job.
Yes. And then, you know, hearing stories about, okay, this realtor made it work and, you know, like sells 100 houses, blah, 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 whatever, you know, with these tools. I was like, wait a minute, now I feel empowered. Like I want to try it again. And I met my husband. He was an agent at the time at the brokerage I was working at. And so I decided to get back in.
So now you're back in real estate and now you have found your footing and you're taking off. What did you find that was the big difference this time back in real estate?
I think for me, and I know this may not be true for like everyone, but for me, I really needed a more structured approach and to be able to have confidence that the steps I was taking today, even if I'm not getting paid or I don't have clients, they are part of a bigger picture. And I think I've failed to see that before. And I think I was just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks as far as building my business. Yeah. And so I needed to kind of take a step back, reevaluate like who I am and honor that, and then try to build my business as it reflects to me personally. And that was like a long process as well, getting back into it too. You know, and just, I needed more of a structured approach, I guess, is the answer to that, if that makes any sense.
Yes. So what you're saying is you found that for you, running your real estate business like a business with structure and plans and systems makes a big difference. So what did you implement to create that structure and what systems?
So I think first of all, okay, now I said systems and now I'm going to kind of backtrack on that a little bit, but hear me out. So the systems that were given to me were wonderful. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, did not, you know, like certain scripts or the way I was taught to do a listing presentation, right, or whatever, like they did not fit my personality. And like, it just did not, I don't know. It did not sound good coming from my mouth. Like it just did not sound.
It sounded robotic. It wasn't you.
Right. And just like overly salesy, mm-hmm, not my style. So I had that system in place and I tried it and it like just felt icky. You know what I mean? and so I stuck with like the system in general and then learned to like evaluate, like, okay, what do I actually think is valuable to bring to a listing presentation? Yeah. And I'm going to forget all of the scripts that I've been taught and I'm going to like bring myself into this and bring myself into this business, use these systems and models and whatever, and use them and also forget about them at the same time. If that makes sense. So I had to really find my own voice and you know, I was just taught like, don't veer away from the script. Like you have to, mm-hmm, say these exact words. And man, I practiced a lot. I'm just remembering my husband, we would sit on the couch and like, we were just dating at the time and we would stay up so late and he would call, like, pretend call me like, hey, yeah, this is so-and-so from whatever company, like, what's up? And I would just practice these scripts and be reading. And, you know, like I'm just that type of person where I like to be rehearsed and, mm-hmm, well prepared. That's so funny. Anyways, so I just found that I had to have the confidence to break away from those scripts, mm-hmm, and bring my own self in. And a big part of that was also because I found like I built my business on social media. Before, like, they, you know, like there was no teaching on social media. I just kind of like started posting stuff and I learned that, hey, wait a minute. Like I have a big sphere that I, you know, like a lot of people that I know and people that have just followed my dance stories and whatever stories on social media. And so like, I'm going to find my voice there and build off of that, even though no one's teaching that at that point. You know what I mean? So yeah, I had to, have my systems and then expand with a little bit of creativity.
So when we're talking about the scripts and the systems, are you talking about phone scripts or email drip campaigns and text?
Phone scripts. And I mean, there were email drip campaigns, but I didn't use them because I, mm-hmm, I don't know, but phone scripts and then like specific scripts for, listing presentations, which is just so funny because it was like, just not good.
Now, do you still use like a script or do you just kind of wing it now because you are comfortable?
Yeah, that's a good question. I definitely do not wing it, but that's just my style. So I think it took a lot of trial and error and every, you know, few months we're kind of tweaking things like, mm-hmm, like that I see a gap here. Like let's figure, right, out how we can close that gap and make a system so that we don't gloss over this issue or like forget about whatever this is. And so I recreated my buyer packets, my listing packets based off of the systems I was given. And then so it's a very organized approach, but it's still me. And, mm-hmm, so that took, you know, it took a few years to really figure out you know, how I can be true to myself in this process. And I think that your clients are just gonna respond way better to that than something that's insincere and feels forced. So,
Yeah, so I mean, anybody who's given any, tools from their brokerage, whether it's listing presentation, buyer presentations, the websites, the scripts, if you have zero creativity or don't want to put in the effort, you can use them as is. But if you want to make them more yourself, you're definitely going to attract the people that you would rather work with
Right.
most of the time.
Yep.
Now, how long have you been in real estate now?
Almost 8 years.
Okay.
Well, with that little break in between,
Yeah.
though, still in the industry, but not in production.
So now you've been in real estate for 8 years. You're having consistency in your business and you're nurturing your clients. Let's talk about, I know you built a lot of your business on social media, but that's also how you kind of stay in touch with your sphere and your past clients and all of that, right? Do you want to talk a little bit about your VIP group and what you do in that?
Yes, I would love to talk about this stuff. So,
Yeah.
when you okay, this is I okay, first off, let me start your what you just said about like your ideal clients and working with the people you actually want to work with. I think that was like a huge light bulb moment for us too. And one time we got a email from someone, I don't even remember the full story, but we had gotten an email from someone saying they're thinking of selling their house or whatever, and they were on our email list, and then we kind of went back and forth talking with them for a little bit, and then they were like, oh, we're gonna go with someone else. And if anyone's been through that, like that is really hard to deal with. And we didn't really know this person super well. I think we had met them at a networking event, and
It still feels personal.
oh my gosh, it sucks.
Like
It's
they hate me, they don't like me, what'd I do wrong?
whatever. My husband and I were talking about it, and at the time, like I think we were talking about like finding your niche in social or not social media, in real estate, whatever, working with your niche. And I was like, you know what? I think our niche is like we only want to work with people who want to work with us. And I think that maybe that sounds a little bit like douchey or whatever, but like if we put ourselves forward and like, like I'm not going to. I think I came to the realization like I'm not going to like pretend I'm someone I'm not or whatever just to get more clients. And so we came up with that our niche is like we want to work with people who want to work with us. And I think that has like really shaped our business and how we run things. So when it comes to social media, which is where a lot of our, 95% of our business comes from, is social media with our sphere, I guess. Is like we don't want to try to push people like showing them that we're the best thing that ever happened to real estate. We're not going to shove real estate, info down their throats. Like we want to build relationships with people so that they get to know us on a business level and a personal level. We want them to feel like they're part of our family when they work with us. We want them to have full trust in us that, we're good at what we do and also we're like humans. And we just really want to focus on building relationships. So, all of that to say is out of that like bad experience or like just poopy, I don't know if I can swear. Out of all of that came the realization like, okay, like let's really focus on building relationships. And I think that's what, when you talk about the modern real estate agent, like that's what you're really trying to do. So out of that came our strategy for social media and just like marketing in general. So part of that is like our social media strategy for just like posting and staying top of mind for people. And we can talk about that if you want. And then also we've kind of built off of that to include a VIP group. And now we've called it the Field Team Homies instead of VIP group, but it's basically a private group on Facebook that we've branched off of like our business page. And it's my favorite part of our business, and it's so easy and it's so fun. And I mean, it's just a great way to provide value and just fun and community building that is, you're also going to see benefits like in your business, of course. So our VIP group or our homies group or whatever. We do a 1 monthly contest or giveaway or something like that to our sphere. So as soon as someone, we kind of keep the group really broad. It almost acts like a CRM, a way of like being in touch with people. So we keep it really broad. If someone has asked us a question about real estate, if we notice someone has like liked our stuff, we'll invite them to the group. Obviously, if they've worked with us as a client or, you know, have referred us anything, someone who's kind of just showed their support, we want to invite them to this group. And once a month we do, so like we've done a trivia question that's like really dumb, like not, it's like, what is, so like a year ago we went to Florida for the first time. And so, and everyone knows like our daughter is Phoebe. And we asked like, what is Phoebe most excited to see at the ocean? And then we gave like multiple choice answers, and then whoever chose the correct answer, and we make it like pretty obvious, you know, whoever chose the correct answers gets into a drawing for like a $50 Target gift card. So stuff like that. And then, or like for Valentine's Day, we've done, hey, comment below your, a picture of you and your sweetheart. Maybe it's your husband or your wife or your spouse or your pet or a really good ice cream cone, whatever you love.
Love it. Yeah.
Show a picture, and then everyone who does will enter them into a drawing for, you know, so we invest $50 a month on that group.
Yep.
And you know, it's a little bit hard to like determine the return on investment on that because there's a lot of different things that we do, but it's like $50 a month as opposed to spending thousands of dollars on like online leads somewhere else.
Well, that's $600 a year. Yes, I totally used a calculator, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would too.
But I mean for $600, I mean one closing is more than paid for that out of the whole year.
And also like I think $50 is a lot. If I was just starting out and we didn't have, you know, like our money from our business, our revenue coming in to be able to do that, I don't think people care about the amount.
Right.
Like you could do a $10
Starbucks card.
Right. Yeah.
And you could also partner with your vendors too, where they could either sponsor the entire item or even like, you know, have a local restaurant sponsor, you know, the free pizza or, you know, something. You just work it all the way around and network it. And make it work for you and your budget too. I mean, I know that there's some people that have the VIP groups and they spend, you know, a couple $100 a month on them. And, you know, it's just depends, you know, on, you know, how big your team is, how big your group is, all kinds of those things. But yeah, you can definitely make it work for any budget, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's about the amount. And I think people just get excited about that, you know,
it's like just fun to participate.
Yeah.
What other things are you posting in your group to keep engagement and stuff? Or are you only just doing the 1 month and that thing? That's it.
We don't post anything else.
Nothing. Okay.
That's the wrong answer that you did not want me to say, but
does other people post in the group?
No. So we don't put, and like we get lots of responses on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like we've tried to make it just as simple as possible. Sometimes I'll say, you know, like someone had posted like in some group that they're looking for a realtor and like five or six of the people like commented our name. And so, and of course, like those are kind of crazy and it's hard to convert those people because they get like, you know, a million comments of different but you know we'll thank people say like hey, I you know I screenshotted this like thank you so much for your support you know just stuff like that to really thank their people and show them and encourage them to keep doing
so we call that rewarding good behavior and I mean it's not just for your children, it's for you know your clients and I mean your soldiers, those are the ones that go out there. I mean I have had several people who you know have never used me to buy or sell, like you know they've been in their forever home, they're staying in their forever home, but they will recommend me on everything. So I mean they have more than you know shown you know their loyalty and you know that sort of stuff as well. So sometimes it's not always just the people who you know have used you as a real estate agent. Okay, let's jump back a little bit to the social media and stuff. What content are you putting out? What platforms are you using? How often? What does that look like?
Okay, so Oh man, I have
Okay,
Okay,
Allie.
let's get into this. Okay, so I'm very passionate about social media, and I'm also passionate about how much I hate social media.
Yes. Love-hate relationship.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Okay, so like I think I said this earlier, I use social media and I was just like, oh, I'm doing an open house or like, just kind of randomly posting. And when I saw the like support and engagement from people I knew on that, and like I was posting stuff about how we were doing like home buyer seminars and stuff like that, and to see people actually come just from my one random Facebook post, I was like, I think I need to put some energy into this. I think this is, a good thing for me to be doing.
Yeah, there's something
And
there.
yes, there's something there. And so then I totally like went off the deep end on social media. My postings got like just so complex, and I found that I was just spending so much time thinking of posts and creating posts, and then just so much time like scrolling, and man, it is a trap,
Because then you just get so overwhelmed that you just kind of shut down and you're like, I can't do it anymore.
Yes, 100%. Ugh. So now we have decided we used to do a lot of videos. Oh my goodness. Our first we did a video series called Realty from A to Z, because my name is Allie and my husband's name is Zach. So
I love it.
yes. And we decided, this is so embarrassing, we decided to do different real estate terms that started with every letter of the alphabet.
Oh, gosh.
Like, who cares about real estate terms?
Dedicated.
But we did it, and like we got really into the video editing, and like people were like, oh, I love your videos. I'm like, these people lied. They didn't, our videos were so dumb. But
You're never supposed to go back and look at stuff in the
no.
past because things change way too quickly to stay
It was
current.
so embarrassing. We were like, just like robotic and nervous, and oh man. But it was a way that we stayed committed. Every week we had this video because with our stupid real estate term that nobody cared about, but we tried
So
to
we're
make.
not doing the videos as much anymore.
No, oh my goodness. So yeah, we did, a lot of stuff, and then I think we decided, okay, I think we've made a splash on social media now. Like, people see our stuff, and so how can we like use that and really simplify it? And I think that's really helped. So now we just post 3 times a week. Sometimes more than that if we see something, but like intentionally curated content 3 times a week. And so we have 3 posts that we kind of rotate through. So one is a personal post, so something, a picture of our family, or like something that we're struggling with, or something that's really authentic. Number two is a professional post, so buyer tip, seller tip, a closing, a testimonial, stuff like that. And then number three is like an engaging post. So something we try, like I've seen a lot of posts that are like, what's your favorite book?
Right. Or the this and that.
Yes, which is great, but I think those in our experience like have not performed super well because people know like so we try to like come up with a story, and then like help us settle a debate. Do you face the shower when you shower, or do you face away? I did not know that was even a question, but I guess it is. So something that like relates to a marital argument, or like something that's going on. So those are the 3 posts: personal, professional, engaging. So that way, because of course your professional posts, at least for us, usually don't get as much engagement because
Right. They're boring.
yes, they're important to
Let's just call it what it is.
yes, you're right. Thank you. So we kind of balance that out with making sure that we're building trust and building community with people with our personal posts, showing that we know what we're doing with our professional posts. And then like just I hate the word algorithm and I hate all that stuff, but getting the engagement so that the algorithm knows that our content is good and it shows up in more people's feeds.
You know what my favorite one is that really gets people riled up that you wouldn't think is it's do you wear socks to bed?
Oh,
Like people are very passionate
I'm
about their
passionate, but I
socks.
do not. Do you wear socks?
Yeah. I do. My feet are so cold. I'm anemic and I'm super cold all the time. So my hands and my feet are the first things that are like icicles. So I love my toes to be warm, but people are very passionate against the socks as well, especially if they
Interesting.
get overheated. So try that one and see how it turns
All right,
out.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try it.
Do
And it
it.
relates. I'm like,
And
oh,
then you have to report back.
okay, I'll report back. I'll let you know. That's a good one. Thank you.
So all of your social media and finding, what works for you and stuff, I'm assuming all of that led to your marketing membership that you have created. Is that something you're still doing and offering?
Yes. So, I was like, okay, this is just like the system that I use is just so it's so easy now, to the point like our business is just it's so I don't I mean like of course there's hard things, but it's not it's like easy and to the
You
point
you've
where
made it easy
yeah to
because it's
the
not easy for everybody else.
point well.
But saying that though, Allie, are you using all of the platforms? Are you doing the same thing everywhere or?
So I use just Facebook and Instagram, and I did Instagram Reels for a while and decided there's a lot of pressure there. It's not for me. I'm not going to do it right now unless I like have a good idea. So I just it's really simple and I still see the benefits. And coupled with, if I was just focusing on social media, I think that's a problem. If I just expect all of my business to come from social media without doing anything else, I don't think that's a good strategy. So what we've done is created like a four pillar approach that encompasses numerous different ways to market to people without feeling salesy. So, and this is what's included in my membership. Because I was like, well, let's just package this up so other agents can use this because I've seen the benefits in our business. And now we're at this point of like, what do we do now? Like we're ready to expand to different businesses too,
Right.
like
Well, and you've
adding.
seen how it works and how it's simplified your life. Like, and I know you and your personality, you're like, I want to share this with, other
Yes.
people and help them.
So the four pillars are so number one is the social media content plan. So every month I give you the three posts that we use in our business, the personal, professional, engaging. So there's three posts each week, and they're through Canva. So I give you, like some tutorial videos if you've never used Canva before. So we have those.
So
And then,
they're fully editable then.
yes, yep. And I think the more that you show up as a person on your social media, whether you're doing this membership or just doing it on your own, the more that you show your face, like the better it's going to be. So I try to encourage that in our membership as well. And then pillar number two is a communication plan. So what we do is a monthly snail mail letter that's not like just listed, just sold, whatever. It's more just, hey, this is what's going on in our life. Here's a bunch of pictures of our family. Like we hope you're doing well. On the backside, there's a, how many are the average list price and sold price, and then average days on market, a little blurb on the real estate market, stuff like that. And then also an email. So we just do like a, I don't know, personal and professional mix of,
So
an
it's
email.
kind of like a newsletter, kind of with
Right.
everything all in it.
Yes. Yep, so that's included in the membership as well. And then also we have the VIP group. So we call that like community building. So I give you an idea for your community group and all the posts and the information that you would need to execute that. And then also it's just like the fun pillar, I guess. So you have every quarter you get a client event idea. And I'm like a little bit obsessed with spreadsheets. I think I'm weird in that way, but if you type in the date of your whatever you want your event to happen, all of the like deadlines of when you need to send out invites, it's all like populated. I
That's
just
amazing.
love that. I know. And then, links to everything that you would need to host an event. And then also if you wanted to do like a pop by, I give you like an Amazon list of things you can buy and then like little gift tags and how you can do that. So multiple ways that you can I'm like punching the
That's
screen.
right.
I don't know why, but like want to attack your sphere. I
That's
don't know
right.
a better way to do
All
it, but
different angles.
yes. So in the membership, that's what's included every month. And you can pick and choose like whatever makes sense to you. I always say, like, start with the social media, because I think it's kind of the low hanging fruit. You don't have to have your database organized for stuff like that.
Right.
And then as you kind of find your footing and decide what you want to do, you can add in whatever you want.
And how much is the monthly membership?
It's $47 a month for all of that.
And I believe we have the links for all of that too, to share with everybody as well. We'll put that out. Let's talk about your podcast. Are you and your husband still doing your podcast?
Yes, we've had to take a little break because we're
life.
Yeah, it's kind of my husband has gotten really into the fitness world, so he is doing some internships and stuff like that. But
oh wow,
our podcast is called the Social Agents Club Podcast, and we just have tips and tricks on the systems that we've used to be social agents and, like, you know, maximize our sphere and without being salesy and weird,
right?
If that speaks to you. So actionable tips is what I try to teach, and tons of resources for agents, whether you're just getting started or you're just, you know, trying to find what works for you and kind of need the systems to back that up.
I love it. And that's just it. Like, we talk about it all the time on the show and in all of our trainings and stuff, is that there is no one size fits all when it comes to having your real estate business. Everybody's goals are completely different. Everybody's niche is different. Their clientele should be, you know, zoned into what they want, who they can connect with. And then that will build the long-term business and stuff. So I think, you know, one of the big reasons for having you on the show was to show that it's okay to not be successful in the beginning. And, you know, like you have said in the past and stuff, you know, you feel like you fell flat on your face.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is you got up, Allie, and you came back and you made it, you know, work for you. You know, I had a friend that was on our real estate team years ago, and she was like miserable, hated it. She just wanted a regular, you know, office, 9-to-5 job, a regular paycheck. She just, you know, wanted to be, you know, a productive member of society, but did not want, you know, all of this. Yeah. And I just kept telling her, I'm like, it's different when you're not on a team, because you can do everything the way that you want to. Mm-hmm. And you don't have the pressure coming from all different sides. Like, you control it. You can pick your clients. You don't have to work the team leads that come in that might not always be, you know, the best ones and stuff. So, you know what? She had to leave. She had to go, you know, get this regular job and stuff. Hated it. Because once you're in real estate, it's hard to do that, right, Allie? It's hard to sit in the office. So she came back and, you know, she did the solo thing, killed it, is still killing it, and couldn't be happier with it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she found, you know, what makes her happy, just like you guys did. And that's what everybody has to do. And it looks different for everybody, but you just have to find, you know, what works for you.
Yes. And I think that's so true. And I think, going back to when I switched gears and got out of production and did that kind of admin role for real estate. And I went to all these trainings, and I was always hearing about, I think we talked about this, Jess, earlier. I was always hearing about the agents that sold 100 homes in their first year. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I must be not right for real estate then, because I'm not doing that. And I, you know, where is the person that fell flat on their face, sold zero houses, or didn't know what the heck an inspection was when they went through their first
interview? Because those people are not talking like this.
Yeah.
It's the other ones that are like, I sold 100 houses my first year, that will stand up and be like, look what I did.
Right.
The other people aren't standing up being like, I sold one my first year.
Yep.
You know, that's
right. With a successful business, and it was hard. And there were many days, you know, many months without a paycheck and figuring that out. But here we are, and we made it work.
And I've also been very, very clear on past episodes and in posts that I like to share this, you know, every year when everybody else is doing their year in review postings, and then you're starting to compare yourself to other people and looking, you know, at all of that. And the reality is that person that sold 100 houses that first year of real estate, I guarantee you they were paying, you know, thousands of dollars a month for Zillow leads. Okay. So at the end of the day, you don't know what that other person's bottom line is. Okay. You don't know what they're spending. You don't know their motivation. they could have family members that are in another country that they have to send money to. So they are, kicking butt and working overtime. Maybe they don't have little kids. They don't have to go to soccer games or, you don't know the whole picture. All you're doing is seeing a very select few of numbers that somebody wants to share with you.
Yeah.
You know, you're not seeing, the salary that they're paying to an admin that you have to take out of that GCI and, all of this stuff. You're just not seeing it all. So don't compare yourself to somebody else because it's not apples to apples.
Oh, yes. I just need that like whole thing on a board in my office, That's so.
And we need the reminder, Ellie, because, even though we all know that, inside, but we're all human.
Yeah.
And we still kind of get, those little like, oh, that sucks. Like I thought I was doing good, but now, oh crap, So we all need those reminders every once in a while.
100%. That's so good. Yes.
Okay. Well, so we have your links to your monthly membership and your podcast. And I think I also have your social media links so that if anybody wants to connect with you and follow along, they can do so as well. I think that I love it. And I am so thankful for you coming on the show today. And it's amazing to see, how you really didn't give up and you came back and, you're living your life and your business for yourself, doing it on your terms.
Well, thank you so much. This was like helpful for me too. So I hope, if there's any other agent that's just kind of struggling, like you are not alone and you can
and they
do
need
it.
That.
Yeah. Yep. I needed that.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to hear that more often. Sometimes they just need that person to stand up and be willing to be honest and vulnerable too at the same time. Right.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Allie, thank you so much for joining us and we'll share all of those links today so that you can connect with Allie and follow along. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. If you would like to find out any more information about our free training and coaching and any other programs that we have, or to find out more information about joining the Modern Real Estate Agent team, please visit us at www.themodernrealestateagent.com. Thanks and have a great day.